This is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com.
And this is James Evan Pilato of MediaMonarchy.com. And we both welcome you to another important episode of The New World next week. So very much to go over as we're now heating up and things seem to be heating up and rising on all sorts of levels. So we're going to get right into, of course, what is the top news of the week. Worldwide condemnation of Israel attack on Gaza aid ship. And we'll take this from an article from Kurt Nimmo. And this goes back to the day of the event, May 31st. And it's a somewhat snarky take where we're basically wondering if Israel will once again get away with murder. So reading, Israel will not suffer meaningful consequence for its brutal attack on a flotilla of ships headed for Gaza earlier, the 31st. It's reported the attack killed 20 humanitarian activists. The military commando raid set off a storm of international protest and drew condemnations from leaders of Spain, Sweden, France, Germany, the UN, the EU, and the Arab League. Not that it matters. Israel's basically allowed to kill anybody who opposes its annexation of Arab land and the wanton murder of Palestinians. The Israeli military killed 34 and wounded 171 crew members aboard the USS Liberty on June 8, 1967, during the Arab-Israeli War and suffered no consequence. Israel said it had confused the intelligence ship for an Egyptian vessel. Many intel and military officials dispute Israel's explanation of the USS Liberty, but that doesn't matter. Israel seems to have carte blanche to murder at will, and it's almost completely irrelevant when nations and aggrieved parties complain. Now, again, I said this was the sort of cynical take, but this story is massive. And, James, before I throw it back to you, I'll just hit some of our updates since then in the last 2.5-3 days. Turkey announcing they were going to send another flotilla to Gaza, escorted by the Turkish Navy. And wondering, you know, does Israel want a war with Turkey? So we're going to take this from IanWelsh.net. They can't win it short of using nukes, and Turkey is a NATO member. If Israel attacks NATO ships, Turkey can invoke Article 5. In fact, they could already have invoked it since the ships were attacked by a non-NATO power on the high seas. If Turkey does so, of course, NATO nations will refuse, but doing so will break NATO. So this is, as noted, high stakes. The latest from Raw Story, ex-Mossad agent says Gaza flotilla raid was so stupid it's stupefying. And we also had 1,000 people protesting in Times Square. So, James, what's your take?
Well, I gotta say, it is so stupid it's stupefying. I just cannot see what Israel has to gain from this strategically. I can't understand why they would have done this operation in this way, even if the flotilla was carrying terrorists with all these weapons of mass destruction. Wouldn't it have been better to have actually let the flotilla land and then to take them out on shore? Why on earth are they going out into international waters and doing this attack on them? And it just boggles my mind how Israel could think this was a strategic decision, but I guess, you know, the international community will condemn it, but ultimately they'll get away with it. So perhaps that's the strategy.
Mm. Now, quickly moving on, and again, like I said, folks, so much massive news. And James, you brought these stories to me. I was unaware at this point. And again, here in the States, we're still dealing with the Gulf oil spill and all of that entails. But again, as we're covering the sort of geopolitical scene, we see from the local.de, Kohler under fire for economic war remarks. Now, we're taking this back to the 27th. He's now resigned. German President Horst Kohler resigns. But let's jump back to the 27th to see why and how this started. Kohler sparked a political storm by suggesting Germany's military involvement in Afghanistan was partly motivated by its economic interests rather than solely to guarantee its security. In an interview he gave during a recent visit to the strife-torn country, Kohler appeared to say that the public debate about the war in Afghanistan was gradually facing up to the fact that protecting foreign trade was a legitimate reason for military action. The remarks from last Saturday to Deutschland Radio, which have now been seized upon by opposition politicians, and on and on and on and on. And again, the sidebar updates as I'm looking at this older article from the local.de is already showing photos of taking down Hearst Kohler's portrait in the halls. But now, James, we'll jump over to Japan and get this from JapanToday.com. The Liberal Democratic Party demanded that a general election be called as opposition parties intensified their attacks on the ruling Democratic Party of Japan and the government Wednesday after Prime Minister Yukio Hatoyama announced his decision to resign. Not one problem has been solved. So let's get again to why this was going on, jumping down a few articles or a few paragraphs. Hatoyama said he has decided to step down to take responsibility for his failure to resolve a dispute over relocating a U.S. military base in the way he's promised. James, what do these two stories have in common?
Well, they're both based on the fact that these people were somehow tied into the American military adventurism that's going on in basically every theater of the world right now, including, of course, over here in Japan. A huge issue is the relocation of the army bases in Okinawa in Japan. And, of course, the Japanese people and the Okinawans especially are very opposed to these bases. And Hatoyama came in last year saying they were going to get them out of Okinawa. And that was a hugely popular thing. And a lot of people were behind it. And he ended up not being able to do that. And basically he bit off more than he could chew. And it started to become ridiculous in the last few weeks. He even kicked someone out of his cabinet because they were opposed to his new plan to move the armed base somewhere else within Okinawa. So that was a big boondoggle for him. But perhaps it's not so surprising in Japan, where we have a new prime minister every 8 months or so. This is the fourth new prime minister in 4 years, so perhaps not that surprising. But the German president, I understand this is the first time that the German president has ever not served out his full term, so it's pretty huge that he's stepping down. And again, it's only because he told the truth about what the war in Afghanistan is really about, and saying it was about economic interests. But yeah, it's just amazing that that this is happening right now. But I guess we're starting to see who's really in control of these governments, and it's definitely not the people.
Well, now, doesn't that lead us into our final story then? So moving to Russia Today, RT.com, and this is a follow-up on, James, your most recent episode of Corbett Report 131, Bilderberg 2010. And it's also going to set us up for some updates, I believe, to come. But again, from RT.com, and the headline immediately grabbed me. Secret society investigation revealed to European Parliament. The results of long-standing research on a secret society were presented at the European Parliament on Tuesday by Daniel Estulin, author of the bestseller The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. Secretive and elite, the Bilderberg Group, which unites some of the world's most powerful people, has been meeting behind closed doors for decades. Its activities have become shrouded in a mist of conspiracy theories, with some claiming its members are trying to create a new world order. Investigative journalist Daniel Estulin has just revealed to the European Parliament all he claims to have discovered about the Bilderbergs. Now, this goes into some quotes, and again, this and all of the other contextual supplemental links will be provided to you in the show notes for this episode. But James, you've been covering this. You've already talked to Daniel Estulin, and I believe you also have an upcoming interview to go over just what was put on the record and put out to the world at the European Parliament.
That's right. Well, this is absolutely historic, incredible that he gave this address to European Parliament. And for anyone who's interested, you can go online and actually watch it. It's on YouTube right now. And there's also a follow-up interview with him, both with Russia Today and with the members of European Parliament he was attending with. So extremely, extremely interesting and important. And I'd like to, I guess, give a tip of the hat to Russia Today for bothering to cover this, because there are so far not that many articles about this in the English media, English-speaking media. But I gotta say that RT needs some new writers or something, because definitely the language they're using to cover this is a little bit suspect, because Estulin makes the point several times during his speech that this is not a secret society, and that people who talk about the New World Order are off base, that this is more about an open sort of a group that's just working towards a certain aim, and he doesn't want to talk about conspiracy theorizing and that kind of things. And that article that you've just read, and also the interview that RT conducted with him, both seemed a bit dismissive of the information, in that it's theorizing, or that's an interesting theory, and things like that. So I'm not exactly keen on the way they're covering that, or at least the language they're using. But hey, at least they're covering it, uh-huh. which is more than we can say about, well, any other corporate media outlet in the States. And
well, and James, if I can interrupt you as we're starting to run out of time here. Speaking of conspiracies, I just want to throw out that I'm going to be actually at Conspiracy Con in Santa Clara, California this weekend, not in any official capacity, but I'll be the guy with the MediaMonarchy.com, a t-shirt on, so if you see me, come up and we'll chat. And more importantly, the Bilderberg meeting that we were referencing is to go on in Spain June 3rd through the 6th, James.
Absolutely. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing about the conference, so definitely I hope people will stay tuned to MediaMonarchy.com. James Evan Pilato, thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care.